This is Julie Shalasky at the National FFA Convention. I'm here with Amber Allen from the Burlington FFA chapter in Oklahoma, and she was just announced the winner of the Vegetable Production Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency Award area. Amber, what are you feeling?
It just feels amazing that I'm the national winner. I feel very honored, and it's probably the best thing that's happened to me.
Yes, you definitely have a lot to be excited for. Tell me about your program.
My program consists of having a family garden. My family's always had a garden my entire life, so I've always went out there and helped. And so when I got older, I just decided I'd turn that into a business and start selling it at local farmers markets and to local neighbors and let the public have fresh vegetables, and because I know it's a lot healthier for them that way to have fresh vegetables.
How has your program changed throughout the years from when you started to where you are now?
My program has changed. My garden has gotten a little bit bigger every year, and I've made a little bit more profit every year because I've added a few more plants every year that I've went along. And I've also just learned new techniques such as companion planting to get rid of some of the bugs and decrease the amount of pesticides and herbicides that I use.
What are some of the challenges that you've faced in your program, and how did you overcome them?
Some of the challenges are we have high nitrates in our water around our farm, so we have to be real careful as to where we plant them because that will hurt the plants a lot if there's a lot of nitrates. And also something else, it's been extremely wet or extremely dry here lately. And this year we had to plant a little bit later because it was so wet we had to let the garden plot dry up.
So during your program, you've learned quite a few things. What are some of those things that you'll take with you into your future?
Some of the things that I'll take with me would be the hard work ethic. I know, even though I don't want to be up in the mornings early at 5 o'clock out there pulling weeds, I know I have to because that's the only time that it's cool enough that I can be out there. And so it's just taught me a hard work ethic that I think I'll take on to my future career in agriculture. And that way it's already taught me that I have to be there and do, everything that I want, that I, need to do and have it all done.
Where do you see yourself in the future, career-wise, your program-wise? Where do you see yourself?
In the future, as my career, I am planning to major in ag education and become an ag education teacher in Northwest Oklahoma. And in the future, with my project, my garden project, I plan to increase my size a little bit every year and keep going with it. Although I'm going to be going off to college, I think my family will help me keep it going just so my family and friends can have fresh vegetables at all times.
What kind of advice would you give to an FFA member that maybe they're interested in vegetable production? What would you say to them?
I would say, although it takes a lot of hard work, just keep it up. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting. And especially when you get this honor, you just need to fill out an application and do good. Just keep working at it. Even if you don't get it your first time, just keep working. And if it struggles or bad, there'll be better times in the future.
I'm sure there's some people out there that have helped and supported you. Who are they, and what would you like to say to them?
I would like to thank anybody that's helped me, my ag teacher, Mr. Bradshaw, my parents, and my community, and also Monsanto Vegetable Seeds for sponsoring this.
Well, congratulations once again, and that is Amber Allen from Burlington, Oklahoma, and she was just named the national winner of Vegetable Production Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency Award area.